Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. Tonight, we got an extra special show for you. We got my man, hip-hop artist, Raj Hills in the house. So if you got any questions, you can hit us up at 646-929-2037. Once again, you can hit us up, 646-929-2037. You afraid to call? A little too shy? You can always email us. Dick@smoothdrama.com, or rather, email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. And to keep up with us, what we got happening here at Smooth Drama, you can text the word Smooth Drama to number 411 from your mobile device. Once again, from your mobile device, the word Smooth Drama, the number 41411. Once again, extra special guest tonight, my man Raj Hills, hip-hop artist extraordinaire. Got some dope shit coming up. In between that, I got to speak on something that happened last week. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. The Oscar Grant ruling here in Oakland. Unfortunate. You know, they ruled involuntary manslaughter. And so this guy who basically shot him point blank and killed him, he has a chance of only getting 14 years, in between 5 and 14 years. Of course, they moved the trial from Oakland to Los Angeles, but still, 5 to 14 years for involuntary manslaughter, that's some bullshit. Now, I wanted to know what involuntary manslaughter was, you know, because I didn't quite understand it, you know. I had a basic grasp of it, involuntary, like it was something that was an accident, but I wanted to be really, really, really sure. So I looked it up, and according to dictionary.com, involuntary manslaughter usually refers to an unintentional killing that results from reckless or criminal negligence, i.e., a crime in which the victim's death is unintended. Now, for those of you who may not have been on Earth or on the West Coast, you haven't seen the video, you know, there's a few videos out there, but there were a couple of videos that showed what happened. My man, Mr. Grant, was on the ground. He was being held down by a couple of officers, and one officer reached, and I'm not going to say his name because his name don't deserve to be said. You know, it's an ancient comedic and ancient world tradition, but it started off with comedic people where they said if you want to get rid of a person, you don't want to honor his memory, whatnot, you wipe his name off the slate. So I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to keep up the ancient comedic tradition here. By not saying this fool's name, because basically what he did was, for those, once again, who have not seen the video, he pulls out his gun and he shoots Mr. Grant. Point blank. Now, what his punk ass had the nerve to say was, hey, I thought it was my taser gun. Now, for me, watching the video, not that I'm a BART cop, I'm not going to pretend to be one on the radio, but it looks like a man who would who's on the ground and he's subdued by a couple of other officers, if you're really, really trying to subdue him, all you gotta do is put handcuffs on. It didn't look like he was going anywhere. I watched the video several times. Same thing over and over again, what I see. A man on the ground, you know, not going anywhere, put the handcuffs on him, whatnot. Hey, he lived to see another day. There was no need for a taser, much less a shot, point blank shot. It's my humble opinion. But what makes it worse is that this fucking guy, who I'm not going to say his name ever, had the nerve to write a letter to the family. You know, now, it doesn't matter the fact that he's writing a letter while he's in the middle of sentencing, you know, and it's highly publicized. You know, he writes a letter saying he's sorry, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't even warrant a mention. The fact is that you shot and killed a man. You altered the life of someone. Well, you basically ended it. And you changed the life of his child and the future family. You know, when you kill someone, you take someone out of the family dynamic, you change and alter that family forever. That, to me, is a crime punishable by more than 5 to 14 years. And if we gonna give this fucking guy 5 to 14 years, don't let it be 5 years where he's in isolation. No, let this be 5 years in general population. You know, I that's one of the things that's understated here. People always, you know, people like this get protected. He should be in gen pop. General population, if he's going to get any time. So, it'd be fair game. It's only right. You end someone's life, you shouldn't get any protection. But that's just me. I could be wrong. But the fact that he tried to write a letter, you know, I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry. You didn't look sorry when you was pulling the trigger. You was feeling good about yourself. You're not sorry now to me. But that's just me. I think that when you take someone's life, you kind of lose the right to have any say in what should be the direction of your life. So, go to jail, do not pass go, do not collect $200, collect nothing. Hopefully, he'll get some jail justice. But that's if he gets to go into general population. So, for me, I hope that it's a stipulation that he has to go to gen pop. He doesn't get no special protection. And I'm going to be looking out for that. And we're gonna keep talking about that, because this is one of them crimes where you talk about a man that was defenseless on the ground, had no chance to defend himself whatsoever. And now the young man is gone. It's not right. Now, of course, they had the civil unrest, whatnot, but, you know, I mean, that, I think what we need to do is we need to value life more. You know, I think that if we in the black community act like we value our lives more, I think that others will value our lives just a little bit more. Not a lot more. Know how that go. But just a little bit more. Anyway, moving on. OJ. Why I'm talking about OJ? I don't even know why I'm talking about OJ, but so this dude is getting married behind bars. Now, once again, somebody, if you're not on the planet Earth or you haven't read the news or heard the news, whatnot, OJ, you know, of course, he got off for double murder, but had the nerve to try to get his shit back from some trade show or whatnot, and got put in jail for 33 years. Well, 63-year-old OJ is serving a 33-year sentence, and he's been talking to a young woman, a young blonde named Anna, and reportedly they're supposed to be getting married. Now, they say that she kind of looks like his ex-wife, Nicole, which is, it's kind of crazy. So, it's another one of them cases where you talk about people who want to marry murderers, criminals in jail, whatnot. I don't know what that's about. Really don't want to know what it's about. But I guess something, maybe I need to throw out a disclaimer out here. Blind white women, O.J. Simpson, in case you didn't know, he left his first wife, a black woman, left her, didn't take care of none of the family, whatnot, just left him high and dry. Second wife, allegedly, you know, their heads came off, her and her boyfriend's heads came off. Nobody knows what happened. And according to him, he's still looking for a real killer, although it's probably going to be hard during this 33-year bid he's doing. So you might want to back up, unless that's the allure, you know, because he's a quote-unquote so-called criminal, whatnot. So with that being said, we gonna go off into my man Raj Hill's MP3 here, warning shots. Y'all check him out, then we gonna get him on the call.
Oh, it's the College Boy Street King, Volume 1, July 27th, Raj Hill. Yeah, you get back. I got five on it. Coastside on me, west side vibe on me. They told my coaster lay low like they were checking pop. In NYC, the first time he got shot. Nah, we don't run it high, homie. Nah, we only talk to get money. Nah, my homies only stay hungry. Call a hater Jack in the box. You kept it so funny. I hustle all day like dozy dough. I gotta get the door and be like, there you go. I don't need a tight beat that gotta make me lyrically. I'm a beast, I bring that heat. I'm a lyrical genius, boy, I mean it. Albert Einstein, but I only split cheese. Don't split atoms, but I split girls' legs. And got a couple real soldiers that'll split your wings, boy. This the west side and we ride till we die. We only multiply money. The west coast and I thought you knew. We ain't dead, we ain't sleep. You better get a clue. Anyway, Rod Chills Doc.
Together you gotta be smooth.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was Raj Hill with his warning shot. We're going to get him on the phone here. We're going to holler at him about what he got going on here. Raj, break the call for answer. Can we get Raj on the phone? What's going on, man? Welcome to Smooth Drama. Well, welcome back to Smooth Drama. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. You know, we just played your warning shot. Now, you know, last time you was here, you was taking us to church. Tell us where we going now.
We just going to do it. Volume 1, it's like something for the streets, everything. Before I drop my debut CD, we figured we'd give them something that they can look forward to. So it's like a complimentary CD where I'm just bringing heat and everything, kind of like I've never did before. Give them a chance to hear about me hustling from the street and the college side, because everybody sees me how I transition now and everything. There's very few people that I let know about the street side of me. So, you know, a couple of the people were telling me, hey, you need to let them do it. You know, just everybody's talking about you. They want to see this. They're saying you the protege at Quicken them while blacks don't put you on. So I decided to give them heat and just try to destroy the game. Show everybody I'm like one of the top MCs in the game. And I'm loving the product right now. I'm excited. I'll listen to it and be like, damn, that's me.
All right. Well. Tell us about the project and what you're trying to do. And I know that you're going through a little new career direction here. You're going from independent to
major. So what part do you want to know? Just how I feel to go from independent to a major?
Yes, sir.
It's great and everything, because, you know, when you're independent and everything, you're doing it all on your own. And then when you got people that's already established themselves, you know, it inspires you even more because they didn't believe in you, and you got more connections, more, you know, more chances to be heard. And, you know, that pushes me even harder and everything, because I know how much I got to live up to, and I want to do more. I want to impress Black Tone. I want to impress DJ Quick, Sugar Free, you know, and other stars that they introduced me to. I want people to know, like, okay, I'm really bringing it. It's not just this me getting signed and not being able to prove myself. So I want to show it. So that's what it is, this project right here, to give everybody, you know, a teaser to be like, wait a minute, this project is hot. Me just giving it to us, wait till the debut CD comes out, you know.
Okay. So, I was going to say, who's on the album?
On this album right here, we got a lot of young artists that are coming up, talented. A lot of ones on the West Coast. Jerk, of course, is my longtime producer and everything. He's going to be on there. We got John B's cousin that's a producer. He's producing a couple tracks on there. We got a few people. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give, like, the establishment or nothing like that. But it's a lot of young talent, because I have a project coming out on Laneway with DJ Quick, E-40, Sugar Free. A lot of top artists and everything, we're doing that, and that's called the Connected album. So that's like my first big thing to the world and everything, you know, that's a established CD. But this one, the one I'm doing on my own, is actually going to be distributed on my own and captured, and it's just part of the language. It's just like I said, give it to people. But I got one of the DJs from New York and everything that's pushed 50 Cent, that's pushed Jay-Z out. He's actually going to help me promote it too and everything. So I've been blessed in this situation. So I guess being on the major, it's helped you out even more. It's helped me out even more.
Okay. So now that you're saying that you're putting out two albums, you know, one with major, one independent?
Yeah. So this one is independent. The College Boy Street King, the volume one where you just heard that song. That one's the independent. It's just basically on my Capture Entertainment to give it to the world and everything and all that. So I'm just giving it out to the DJs, and people can download it and everything. We're letting them download it off my website and off the MySpace website. You know, just complimentary, you know, just to be like, wait a minute, you know, like I said, give it to me for free, but it's independent. The other one won't be. It'll be on the Laneway label. That's, you know, so I have no real say on that. I just make the song, do the song with the artist, but that's the one with all the big artists on it. So.
All right. Well, one of our bloggers wants to know, did you get a big bonus for signing with a major label, and are you going to be making a music video?
Yeah, for the music video, we want to do it for the Nocturnal and everything. Bonus and everything, it's a lot. It's no big bonus and everything. I didn't take any upfront money. It's a lot of people don't understand the record business and everything. When you actually take money up front, that's money you owe. You know, you owe back to the record companies. So you gotta be working it off. I wasn't even in the position where I needed to do that, because I was kind of setup. I was using my education and everything and other opportunities where I didn't need to take the money. So if you don't take money up front and you do a lot of stuff on your own, when album comes out, you get more of that money. So
okay.
But when you take upfront money, you get a less percentage to little to nothing on there, and you know, you make it off of other areas.
All right. So when is this CD supposed to come out?
July 27th.
Now, is this both of them or just one?
Just one. Just the College Boy Street King, my mixtape. That's a mixtape, so that's coming out July 27th.
All right. So, and the other one?
And the other one will be the Connected Project. That's the one everybody's been waiting on. That's the one that's coming off the label. That's going to be like a featuring on there. I have like one or two songs on a CD for a whole label, Mason, like a lot of the West Coast artists. I mean, it's been a lot of people that's tried to get on there. I mean, Rick Ross has got the contact to get on the CD. We have so many people. I don't want to give it away, but that's the one I said would be DJ Quick on there, E-40, so many artists that you want to hear, and that's our label CD. I'm out. And
now,
DJ Quick CD.
Well, it's funny you brought up the Rick Ross. If you heard about the whole him being sued by the real Rick Ross, and
yes,
for the whole trademark infringement and all this other stuff, what you think of that? Or you can't comment on that?
I'm gonna say no comment and everything. You know, I was told not to say too many things because my mouth, you know, sometimes, you know me somewhat from talking on the last one. I say whatever I want to say, so I'm going to say no comment, you know. The best of luck with Rick Ross on there, but that's all I'm going to say on it, you know. If it's infringement, the Rick Ross is going to get his money. The real Rick Ross is going to get his money.
Yeah, I just thought it was funny. They put out a post today that the lawsuit, the injunction to stop him from releasing his album, it actually didn't go through. It got denied, so he can put it out there.
Wow. So I guess that's part of the game and everything. But we're going to switch it up from off me real quick. I see Dick in the building and everything, but where's the butter? You know, I see I got the Dick in the building, but where's the butter?
Well, the butter has not been feeling good lately. Butter's going through some health issues, so unfortunately Butter can't be with us.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'll tell her that you was asking about her. You know she like you with your shirt off, and I was going to ask you about that.
Uh-uh.
You know, I know you like to take your shirt off. I'm just hoping that you hadn't gone Rick Ross on us and you got that extra hanging over.
Yeah, I'm fat, man. I'm chubby and everything. I don't think girls don't like me no more. I can't get a date and everything. Sure. I wish I can get a date.
Yeah.
I walk with a Batman cape and Speedos and everything just to get a date. Walking down the street, just anything, you know. I butt naked with a basket on my head, you know, anything that I do just to get a date now.
Okay. All right. So you tell us you're looking for somebody?
I'm just focused right now and everything. I'm just trying to go. But I wouldn't mind now, for, you know, before I was just like, I really wasn't, but if somebody come along, I'm cool. I can actually be in a relationship, you know, because I'm just focused on music, but I'm not in no rush. It's not like tomorrow or, you know, the next day I am. If it come along, it come along, and then I'm good. It happened, you know what I'm saying? So, but I don't mind being in a relationship now.
All right. So when's the tour?
I already started and everything. I couldn't go to the first day. I had to cancel. I was upset on that. But the first one was out in Utah, but the tour is starting already, and it'll be getting bigger and bigger by the time that the year ends and everything. Because, like I said, the Connected Project, once it comes out, that'll be the big one. Mine is the first one, you know, this mixtape. And then DJ Quick's album comes out, and our Connected, and Sugar Free, the tour will be going on from there. You know, we should be going overseas. I know we have a date, and they tell me I have to go to St. Louis. It'll be all through the West Coast, so it'll be all over. And then hopefully at the end of the year we're going overseas. So
where can we catch you? You know, we on the West Coast. We want to know where we can catch a Ron Hill show.
That question, I think Black Tone is listening right now and everything. Why don't you, let's say, ask Black Tone right now to let me get on the next DJ Quick show, you know, at the Key Club or something like that.
All right.
But now, it'll usually be with probably I'll do a show with Free Sugar for you and everything. That's where you usually catch me. I'm not trying to do any solo shows on my own right now like I used to do, because I just want to work on these projects. That's the main thing, and get all the business taken care of. So whatever contract, whatever paper, setting up the foundation at home and everything, that's all I'm doing, is just getting everything ready right now. And so by the time the tour dates come, and then I do have to do solo shows, I'm fine. But I would say, look at me whenever Sugar Free showing, doing a show or something like that, you know, I'll probably get on one of those bills or something like that.
Okay. So now we gotta ask, I gotta ask the question for the ladies. Now, are we gonna have the Raj Hills calendar?
Wow. I don't know. I don't know how much they're gonna make off of that. No.
Yo, this is for your fans, man. We talking about.
No, but you remember last year when we did the interview, the first interview, I was in that mode. I was like, you know, I'm not dating nobody for 4 months. I was chilling. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to take the shirt off. But, you know, I've been working out harder now. So, yeah, I guess we're going to have a couple shots with my shirt off and all that for the next CD and everything. Yeah, we're doing that right now, getting some photo shoots set up over the next few weeks and everything.
Well, I know you was talking about RajHills.com. I'm saying that you should have your online calendar. So, you know, you have your little tour dates and you got your every month picture of Raj Hill. So
yeah,
people can get their feel of you.
I'm glad you said that, because that's in the works right now. That's what we're doing. Like, if you go on the RajHills.com right now, my guy is doing it and everything. It's like he's reconstructing everything right now. So if you go on there, which I – you know, I do like the advertisement that's on there, but you can't really go on there. If you click on to enter now, it goes to a Viagra, you know, ad and everything, because we're getting all of the ads and the store hit stuff, like you said, to do the calendar. We got some scents coming out for Raj Hill merchandise and everything. So, yeah, that's going to be on there. It's going to be real official. It has the tour dates and everything.
So you're an official spokesperson for Viagra?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I heard it took like a couple hours, you know, to...
I know you said, hey, I got this, you know, Viagra ads. I'm like, you a spokesperson? You know, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm saying, get your
exactly. I'm young, but I mean, hey, sometimes, you know, for me, you know, I ain't dated in a while, so, you know, I might need the Viagra the first shout out, you know.
Okay.
Nah, let's switch it up, because me and you'll be close.
I was just asking. So, what's the first single that's gonna be coming out?
The first single was "Warning Shots." You heard that one,
mm-hmm.
And it's really called "Genius." It's a song that anybody can relate to in any walk of life. And right now, it's called "Warning Shots" because the rest of the song is very vicious. It's like it's nothing that you ever heard from me. Nobody heard from me. But the response that has been getting has been crazy. I'm like, wow, from every different type of nationality. We had these different people up in the studio coming in and out, and it was like, wow. It was like, this song is crazy. So I'm liking the vibe that it is really getting. Like I said, you're going to be shocked. You're going to be real shocked, Nathan, when you finally hear it. There's a lot of songs in there. It's like, it's really about the business.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about, you know. We need. I was listening to a guy talking about how the West Coast need to stand up, and some more hip hop artists need to come out of the West Coast and represent. I'm trying
right.
to say there's a void that needs to be filled.
Right, right. So that's what it is. Because you already know I do the conscious side. People know I do the rock side. You know they know I dabble in the street side. But this side, I just gave it to them. I gave it to them where the West Coast could stand up, because that was my biggest. I think my biggest complaint about me from people, from the West Coast artists or from other people, was that he doesn't really want to do West Coast music and everything. He doesn't really want to do it. He wants to do stuff that make the girls dance. He'll do stuff that's conscious. He'll do that. So I made warning shots for them because they hear the rest.
Hold on. What does that mean? What is West Coast music and you only do songs that make girls dance? What's wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's the idea, the typical thing where, you know, they think it's really got to be like gangster music and everything. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm from the streets, but I don't want to just do music where they just think, where they can continue to put us in one little box and say, we do it just one type of way, you know. So I wasn't doing it like that. So this song is, it gives that, like I said, retaliation, get back, when it says that in the beginning of Warning Shots, it's a song that kind of just expands to everybody, but it gives you that West Coast feel. It addresses all of that situation, and it addresses, you know, just everybody. Anytime you got haters against you or anybody just like being themselves, and then if people don't appreciate it, you're going to get it in the rest of the song. I'm going to send it to you next week. I wasn't allowed to do it.
Okay.
But I'm going to send it to you next week and everything. And then when you hear it, you're going to be like, oh, that's what you were talking about.
I feel you. You know, I don't think that as an artist, you should pigeonhole yourself where, you know,
correct,
folks is like, oh, yeah, man, you should just do this now. That shit boring. You know,
exactly.
You don't do the exact same thing every time. You know?
Right.
No. I'm not feeling that, you know.
Exactly.
You know,
and what's wrong?
Go ahead.
And what's wrong with me? And with loving the ladies, you know what I'm saying? What's wrong
right.
with that? What's wrong with wanting to see them dance?
Well, I mean, but you remember that was one of the main criticisms of LL. You know, I mean, me and the fellas that I hung with, you know, we love L. L was hard, and L loved the ladies. We was hard, and we loved the ladies. That whole gangster, me and my homies, we wasn't out shooting everybody. We ain't commit no murders. So it was cool to hear a song or two, but, you know, 17 tracks of murder, 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 kill, kill, kill.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly. So that's what the whole College Boy Street King concept about. It gives you, okay, where I came from the streets, but it gives you that part where I went to college and got a degree. So, yeah, I still hang around people that's affiliated in the street, but you see me a whole lot more people with people that's up there just doing their own thing, that's educated, that's, you know, that's mainly why I kick it, are people that are just doing their music and everything. I'm not going to just be trying to, because even when you're in the hood or when you're doing the street stuff and everything, you ain't doing it because you like it. You're doing it because it means that that's just the way you grew up or you was taught and everything.
Right.
But the real G's and everything, they'll tell you. They'll be like, what am I going to do? What am I going to change? If I can change it, then I would. And then they try to put their kids or their people in a better situation than what they were in. They're not trying to just live up in the hood and everything. They may be connected and have to still do their thing and get their grind on because that's the path they chose. But they want better. But once you're in it, you know, that's just the way you got to do it. So that's what the whole College Boy Street King is about. It's like, okay, that's a part of me, but that's not what I wanted to. You know, if you was born with a silver spoon in your mouth, you wouldn't have did it that way. But when you're born in them type of means, you do what it is, but you try to grow. So this is like a growth. It's like, yeah, this is where I'm rooted from, but I grew. So I'm going to show you, you know, what
you
can do this.
That's what it's about. It's about positive growth, you know, and who get mad at you because you actually have made options for yourself. I mean, that's the definition of a hater. You know, you mad because somebody's successful.
Exactly.
Get out there and get yours.
Right. And that's how I feel.
And that's why I wanted you to talk about that, you know, because as you say, someone who has a college degree, someone who is independent and you worked your way into a major deal, but you didn't go the old Cadillac record route where you went and took all the money up front.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think people understand, you know, independent artists like yourself who had to work for everything to put yourself
right.
in a good position.
Exactly. Because the deals that they're really giving out, I don't want to discourage any artists because you can get a good deal if you prove yourself first and everything. But it's kind of like slave deals to me to tell the truth because it's a deals called 360 and everything. I'll let you guys do your information on it, you know, a research on it. And then you can find out, and you find out the artist really not getting nothing out of it and everything. You know, you really got to do a lot of work to get any residuals out of that. So if you don't do the research and you try to take what they give you, you know, then at the end you're going to find yourself owing them. You're going to like the limelight and fame, and then you find yourself with no money. I'm not going to even say some artists that they claim on videos that they got money, and it seems like they do, and they have nothing. You'd be like, wow.
Yeah, there's no wow. I mean, that's part of it. You know, a lot of folks out here perpetrating. You know, I'm
right.
rich. Everybody rich. That's what I was talking about. Everybody was murdered. Now everybody's rich and popping champagne every day, all day.
Exactly.
Lying on the mic.
Yes, and it's something which tripped me out even more because I addressed this on the CD too. One of the lines is that it's something that made millions, and now they got nothing to show for it. They won't tell you that, but they got nothing to show for it. They made their millions and they blew it off, and I'm just like, you know, that's just the lack of knowledge, though. I guess they thought the money was always going to come in, and they never had nobody to guide them. But when you see how many artists did that, it's just like, it's shocking.
Well, I mean, but, you know, if you was broke with $40, more than likely you'd be broke as a millionaire, too, because you still have a $40 mentality. So now I want to ask a question. One of our bloggers asked, what's the significance of the crown on your chest?
The significance of the crown? Wow. Dang. I think I want to explain it more truly. So the significance is, I feel that Christ is the king in my life, and I feel like we are, you know, kings in our own ways and everything. So I'm royalty in my own way. If I can't be royal to myself first, then how can I, you know, have anybody else respect me more than that and everything? So that's really, it's just more like, you know, when they say be happy with yourself or respect yourself. So I gotta feel I'm royalty first before I can have other people feel like, you know, I'm one of the best or something like that, you know, and it always gives that respect back to, you know, no matter what I attain or anything, you're the king of all kings. So that's what it is.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a good explanation. I mean, that's the basis of self-confidence, you know?
Yeah.
You got to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in you, nobody else is going to believe in you.
Exactly. And Raj actually means king. My first name does mean king. So there you go. I'm the crown. I'm the king. I'm going to show it. I'm the College Boy right. Street King.
All right. So you don't have a set of dates for us. Where can we catch your music? We wanted to catch it online.
July 27th. It'll be a set date. July 27th is when it comes out. That'll be when the College Boy Street King mixtape come out. And you can download it for free on the internet. This one is just so everybody can know what to expect. You can download it off of myspace.com/Rodchills or my website, rodchills.com. It's as finished before it was, but we're remodeling it, making it even better, like I said. So, again, it's myspace.com/Rodchills or rodchills.com. And it should be all over the internet, too, because I find out my stuff's on iTunes, on LimeWire. I found it, my music's everywhere. So.
All right. So you're saying we can get it for free?
Yeah, you can get it for free. That's the whole point of it, like to make a CD that compares to the top artists in the game, and you guys be like, wow, if he's doing this for free, and this is the music he's releasing for free, what is he going to do with the rest? And, you know, I'm just putting the pressure on a lot of these cats. I feel like, you know, they're asking you to, you know, to buy their stuff or a major artist, but then they're not bringing it to you. So if I bring it to you for free and I bring you a whole complete CD where you can just bump, you know, that's going to give you thought process and make the game, you know, make the game more competitive. That's my whole thing. I'm about the people, so I want to give them, you know, really what you pay for. You know, I want to give them something to appreciate. When I do shows, I want you to be entertained. I don't want you to stand there grabbing my nuts. You know, I jump around. If anybody's seen my show, they know I'm bringing out this person, the singer, or this or this. You know, I'm running around the stage getting you entertained. You know, whatever I can do, and that's how I do with my music. It's got to be something you remember. You know, my favorite artist is Eminem and Tupac, you know, so. And they wrote from the soul, so that's the way I visualize it. I listen to them all day. Eminem, we were just playing that earlier and everything, listen to the whole thing for like an hour and a half, then took an hour off and listened to it for some more driving, because I think he's the best in the game. So they put their heart and soul into it, and that's what I'm doing.
Well, that's what it's all about, you know, being real and putting your heart and soul in it. Now, a question off of one of our bloggers asked, are you hyped about the Miami Heat this season now that they have LeBron?
Oh, wow, they're going to put me on the spot. Everybody know I'm a Heat fan. I've been a Heat fan for the longest, so that's why they're saying that. Yeah, you know I'm hyped up about the Heat fans. All these Lakers fans been hating me because, you know, I got Miami Heat gear, everything. I got Miami gear special-made shoes. I got the sweatsuits, hats. I got everything you could think of. The jerseys. Yeah, I was wearing that the other day. As soon as I found the announcement, I pulled out the Heat shoes, walked through the mall. People were staring at me. You know, I'm in L.A., so they hate me. They hate me right now. So, yeah, I'm excited, very excited, because B-Way is my favorite player. So you got me all hyped up right now. You see the animation in my talk now?
I'm with you, man. I'm not a Laker fan. You know, I'm supposed to be a Laker fan, but I'm not. I'm actually a Pacer fan. I got my shirt on now. If you watch Smooth Drama TV, I'm representing the Pacers all day, every day. Period.
Awesome.
Doesn't matter.
I like you even more now. I like you even more now.
I mean, I actually think that the Miami Heat, they're going to do damage. I think that they did LeBron a disservice, the owner of Cleveland, with that classless letter that he did.
Wow. It kind of reminded me of like a slave owner when you let the slaves get away. Like, how could you say something like that to him? You know, it's like, you're not like you own him. I mean, he built up your franchise. You built up your franchise and your money, and off of him, I think it's a lot of pressure for anybody, no matter where they come from, you know, to be able to put their whole city on there. It's like, if you grew up from one city and everybody's saying, you know, we make a break, you, we're not no saviors. So if he doesn't do good there, then that's pressure. He got to come back after every game. He got to come back after not winning a championship to come home and feel like the whole city is on him. You know, now he gets to get away from where he didn't grow up. So I think it was unfair what he said, and I think it's unfair what the Cleveland fans are doing to it. If you got to walk in them shoes, I don't think anybody will be able to carry the city where we grew up on and where everybody, you know, their life and their jobs are all on you, you know. So.
Well, I mean, but that's that whole haters and people being hypocrites, because, one, we all move from job to job for a better situation.
Right.
All
yes.
the time. You don't
right.
like your boss. You don't like the direction of your job and your coworkers. You go to a new fucking job. Nobody's talking about you like that when you move.
Right.
But LeBron owes the city of Cleveland what? Man.
Nothing.
Owe y'all nothing. I mean,
exactly.
How many millions has he put in Dan Gilbert's pocket? For 7 years.
Exactly. Who does he owe? He owes nobody but himself and his family to be happy. I mean, they can't put that on him. So I agree with you completely.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe he was talking about when he made that statement, the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to win the title before the Miami Heat. I'm thinking maybe he was talking NBA Live.
That's just what I was about to say. Exactly. He must have been talking about video games.
Right, or in the virtual world, or one of those, because he was not talking about the reality that we in. They're going to be in line for that lottery pick, number one pick, 2011.
Exactly. Yes, I'm expecting that he could win a championship soon. If it's not this year, I definitely think it'll be next year, because they got to get all the pieces lined. I think I'm going for them to win it this year. But you still got to line up all the pieces. But next year, for sure, we're going to get it.
Okay.
Forget that. Now, the Lakers fans, I know they're listening to me and everything because they're blogging now. So, yeah, we're going to win it this year. We get thrown at him. You know I don't like Kobe.
Yeah.
So we get thrown at him this year.
Yeah, I will never root for Kobe. I mean, one, for what he did to Shaq, I'm going to keep saying.
Exactly.
And then this year when he did that photo shoot, I will
yeah.
always know. No, you know what he was wearing in that photo shoot? Nah, grown kid don't wear that. See, now I know you as an artist. You know, someone talk about a photo shoot to raise your profile, whatnot. Now, when you saw them clothes, now I approach you with these clothes, I mean, what's the first thing you say?
I'm going to say, this is for that female over there, right? You know, I'm going to be like, you planning on wearing that? Because I'm not. You know?
Yeah, because I was like, hold on. He had to say, yeah, this is fly. I'm going to wear this. Because he was talking about Photoshop. But I'm like,
nah,
that wasn't Photoshop. This was tight white pants. And
yeah, And I wasn't even trying to go there on the Lakers. I'm going to leave them alone. The Lakers fans, they're mad at me.
They won the title, you know. I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure he wanted to put out the mixtape, Shaq How My Ass Tape, but he
he said enough in that post-game interview. I mean, that's why I don't like him this area. He's like, now I got more titles than Shaq. Okay, so now I heard Shaq's coming to Miami, so that's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't even know why they're both going back and forth against you. When did they become, I mean, I don't get it.
Make your money, play ball, and why keep beefing over it? That's little. There's more important things in the world than that.
Right. All right, well, before I let you go, man, you want to spit something for us?
Oh, you want me to spit something? Somebody told me to freestyle. It isn't that. Putting me on the spot again. Let me see.
We're putting you on the spot, man.
Wow.
Come on. Throw something at us.
Dang.
Throw us a warning shot.
A warning shot? I'll just say some warning shot stuff. Okay. Warning shot. Let me see what's the topic I can spit on and everything. I got to make sure I don't say nothing because I've been in mixtape mode and everything.
Do your thing.
Okay. Quiet is kept. My mama didn't breastfeed me, so I need attention like drugs need Weezy. Or should I say Little Wayne? Ain't nothing about me, little man. Only thing I like is women that got a tight frame. Okay.
All right.
So is that good enough for you?
That's cool with me.
Okay.
I want to thank you for coming on the show, man. Now I want you when you release your when your website come out, man. You know, hit us, bless us with the song. I mean, I'm gonna get your mixtape.
Yeah, I'm gonna shoot it to you. We even got a love song on there too, and everything. This is a real type one.
Oh, not the love song.
Yeah. It's not even. It's like a real type though. You know, not that mishy type stuff. It's like that real type of stuff and everything. You know. Cause I just like them all. I see all of the women out here so beautiful. I just need to have one of myself. So I had to make one. I'm like, man, I like the black, the white, you know, the Asian, the Latinos. I'm like, I don't care. Just give me a real one now.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing your love song video.
Ladies. We're going to have you in there and everything. You know we can't have a video. It can't be better without the dick in there, you know. So we got to have you up in there.
Hey, I'm down for the video. You let me know when you shoot me. I'm there.
Okay.
I'll let you play.
No doubt and everything. God bless to everybody out there.
All
you know,
right,
thank you for having me.
One more time before you go. Tell us where we can get your music at once again.
You can get it at rodchills.com or myspace.com/rodchills July 27th, and you can download it for free. It's like an actual real CD, like they debut out there. We're going to give you real music. It's hot. Trust me. Warning shots at the beginning. For free, you can download it for free this time. So that's what it is, College Boy Street King.
All right. Well, thank you once again for coming on the show. And like I said, man, before, it's open to you. Anytime you want to break something, you want to holler about something on your mind, or you just want to take your shirt off on the show, man, just...
See, that's what I was the last time, you know. That's all they talk about. Here we go, take his shirt off. I want to see him with his shirt off. Fine, okay. Well, thank you for that, then. I know what I have to do now. I got to stay in shape.
All right. That's what you got to do, man. You got to stay in shape. Because you never know when you got to rip that shirt off.
Yeah, I see that now. I got pressure on me to make music and stay in shape and everything, I tell you.
All right.
It's all good.
Thanks.
It's all good. Well, it was a pleasure.
Huh?
It was a pleasure.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, man. I'll holler at you.
No doubt. All right, you have a good one, fam.
All right, you too. Peace. All right, that was my man, Rod Hill. Right now, we're going to take a station identification break, and we'll be right back.
Like smooth drummer, drummer, drummer.
Yes, sir.
Like smooth drummer, drummer, drummer.
Yes, sir.
Like smooth drummer, drummer,
drummer. Yes, sir.
The smooth drummer. Drummer. Drummer.
Yes, sir.
Listen here, man. It's your boy, Cam Wee. I'm just acting a fool. Acting a fool. Acting a fool. With my man, DH. Y'all know him as. And Butter Butter Pecan. Yes, sir. Chosen.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. Now, y'all know me. I like to talk about stupid shit, you know, because I like to point out people that make no sense whatsoever, because I think, as I always say, we need to differentiate the people that are not normal from the people that are normal before everything gets mixed in and everybody think abnormal is normal. So, I got a diss. Starting with down in Del Mar County, which is in San Diego County on the west coast here, California, they have a Miss Cougar contest, which will be underway, and it kicks off on July 30th. And I guess what it is, if you think you're a cougar or whatnot, or you think you have a friend that is a cougar, you submit a photo and a bio between now and July 23rd, and I guess the voting will start that Wednesday on the web, and it'll end on July 28th, and then they'll announce the finalists, and then they crown Miss Cougar. It'll be the second annual Miss Cougar. Last year's winner, Rosie Goldstein, who was from Tierra Santa, California, which is in San Diego County, she won, you know, and she was all, oh, I won. I'm like, what qualifies you as Cougar of the Year? Not to be crass or nothing like that. I mean, but is it who done hit off the most youngsters? I'm not getting it. I ain't feeling it. The whole Cougar of the Year. Somebody want to explain to me what's important? I mean, I already thought beauty contests and award shows wasn't shit. But now we got the Cougar of the Year contest. I don't know about anybody else. I think it's kind of retarded myself. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. Just like, you know, the World Cup just ended, and I know a lot of y'all didn't watch it because it's not an American sport, but 95% of the world, well, more like 99% of the world watched it and thought it was important. Our 1% don't count with everybody else. But there was an octopus, Paul the Octopus, that I guess they put something in Paul the Octopus's water cage, whatnot, and he picks the winners by touching them with his tentacles, whatnot. So Paul the Octopus picked, and Paul the Octopus is located in Germany. He picked Spain to beat Germany, and he was right. And then he picked Spain to win the whole World Cup, and he was right. So what happened? German people start reacting by posting death threats and putting calamari recipes on the internet. So I'm not, we gonna kill Paul the psychic octopus because Paul jinxed Germany in the World Cup. Now, I said before that y'all understand how serious people are about the World Cup, but if this stupid shit right here don't express to you how they take this shit seriously, where folks are threatening to kill an octopus because the octopus accidentally put its hand on a placard that said Spain was going to win, and folks want to kill the octopus for that because of the World Cup. Stupid. Stupid people. Stupid game. Because it is just a game. So people in Germany, chill out. It ain't that serious. Ain't no need to kill their octopus. Y'all off. It don't matter. And speaking of losers, you know, we was talking about LeBron James, and we talked about Dan Gilbert and the letter that he wrote dissing LeBron and calling him disloyal and all this other stuff. There's another person coming out on LeBron. And what's bad about it, it's a lawyer. A Washington lawyer who filed a lawsuit in federal court claiming he's the father of LeBron James. I'm not going to say this dude's name because he's another dude who don't deserve to have his name said. I'm just going to say that he's a Washington lawyer and he fucking sucks because he said that he had sex with James' mother, Gloria James, while she was visiting from Ohio in 1984. And I guess what happened is a month later she told him she was pregnant, but did not say whether or not he was the father. So what does he do? He files it June 23rd. He's recently concluded that a comprehensive, sophisticated, and well-funded effort might well have been underway for quite some time to keep me from being claimed as the real father. Now, you know, what he's saying makes no sense whatsoever, because why would a woman, a single mother, a young single mother, want to go through the struggle and hassles and travails of raising a child by herself just so to frustrate you, a lawyer who could pay for things and help out? No. You know, and the fact that you're suing for $4 million so that, you know, because the statute of limitations is coming up here, you're suing for $4 million so that you can, you know, get your name in the paper or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. If you was LeBron James' daddy, he still would say, fuck you, suck my dick, because you wasn't there. If you wanted to be there, you could have been there. Why are you filing the injunction now that he's rich? Would you file the injunction if he was just LeBron James walking around in Cleveland broke as a joke? I'm thinking probably not. So this guy who, just like that police officer, well, not the police officer, that BART officer whose name I'm not going to say either, he's not quite on that level, but he's kind of close. You know, if you want to be in his life and say you was his father, you know, take a quiet DNA test and then try and be a father to your son when he was young, not now. So, such and such, such and such, man of the hour, lawyer, Washington lawyer, to hell with you. And people like you who want to, you know, like Shaq's real father who wasn't around until he got rich. You know, I hope dudes like you break your ankles and all your toes. And on that note, thank everybody for listening. I want to thank my man Raj Hills for coming on the show and everybody out there watching it. Peace, love, and hair grease. I'm Dick Hugger, and I think I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
smooth.
Drama.